We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, a 24-hour broadcast benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
In honor of Lynn Bramer and a number of other friends of ours that we've lost, we decided to go after the cure.
Danny lost his brother Brad to brain cancer. Certainly, we miss Brad.
Hey, dear friends, it's Brad here.
Craig Council, man.
Can I tell a story about Brad?
Please, man, of course, please.
It's classic Brad.
I love all of you. Thank you for respecting the journey. Peace and love.
Last year, the SCORE audience helped us and the Chicago Cubs raise over $1 million to help strike out cancer.
Over 2,400 of you have made a donation. Thank you all so much. Very much.
Join us for the next 24 hours as we try and top that number.
That is the power of the SCORE and the best sports radio station in the country.
We'll be joined by some of your favorite athletes and celebrities, along with many healthcare professionals and patients who will share their stories of fighting this relentless disease.
It's not just the person that has cancer that are affected by cancer, right? It's the family and the people around them, and cherish every second, cherish every minute.
With 100% of the proceeds benefiting cancer research.
Yeah, as much positivity as you can have through that time. That's the best advice I can give.
Your tax-deductible donation could qualify you for many great incentives, like autographed Chicago sports memorabilia, unique game day experiences, and more. To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
You know, the Chicago Cubs definitely show that it's extremely important to them, and it's obviously a great pleasure to work for an organization that cares so much about it.
I mean, a 24-hour radiothon, it's a beautiful thing. Pleased to be a part of it for sure.
Here are your hosts, Danny Parkins and the Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score.
Back together. Wow.
What show reunion is this?
Oh, this is like the third version. It was Spiegel and Holmes, then Parkins and Spiegel.
Yeah.
And then you're first in the current. So now it's Spiegel and Parkins Cubs for a Cure.
Oh, look at that.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's,
wow.
It's
wow.
Exciting.
Guys,
really
they just told me it's actually Tanny and Company. I'm so sorry about that.
It's Danny and Company. I mean, my God. And Robbie Triano's here.
That's so right. His dream of producing for the mob.
Oh, the Shane Waldron fact sheet finally has done all the work.
Finally.
I mean, look, Randy Merkin is here.
Yeah, we're bringing out all the heavy hitters today.
Everybody. That's my God. Here we are. Nice to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you too, buddy.
Yeah, so Lawrence Holmes was working out in the field today up at Hallis Hall.
And this morning, yeah.
This morning. And so now you and I get to be together for the next 4 hours. I get to be part of the Radiothon offense.
Yeah.
And I'm hour 5 through 8.
5 through 8, man.
For you.
Absolutely. Thrilled to be back with you. Let's set where we are here.
Please, please.
$165,000 so far has been raised. 100% to cancer research. We can double your money again this hour. $10,000 being put up by Cubs Charities for this hour. So you got $100, it becomes $200. You got $500, it becomes $1,000. You want to donate $23 for Rhino, they'll make it to $46. Cubs Charities will. Three ways to donate: CubsForACure.com, text CURE25 to 41444. And for some of the bigger items, especially, we'd like you to call 773-388-8270. You speak with Cubs Fan Services, and they can take care of you. You want to hear some donation incentives we have this hour?
Yes, please. And okay. Is the one for me in the Sunday, is that part of this hour?
It is part of this show.
Oh, it is part of this show. Yeah, we'll get to it later.
We will get to it. Yeah. Absolutely. But yes.
Not to make it about me. But
I mean, it didn't take long.
206-25.
Yeah, but really only like 2.5 minutes in, because there's a lot of production.
Really, honey, it's not all about you.
It is, though, Pat. It is. See, here's the thing. Danny's done a lot of work, and he's made it about himself because of all the work he's done.
That's right.
I haven't done that much work, but I'm here, and that means, all right, so
yeah,
anyway.
You're working.
Yeah, well, good.
You are working because it's your job. Okay, well, here we go.
And because I want to. By choice, man.
That's true.
By choice.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
that's
being at the gas and sip on a Saturday night.
That's absolutely true. Okay, what do we got? We got our guy, Hochberg. We got still a couple of them have moved. We got more to go. We've got $2,000. We've all been in the Hochberg suite. It's two tickets. Food, booze, dessert cart, game around Christmas. You guys are going to work out that date. It's like a holiday Blackhawk game. You and a buddy, you and a friend, you and your spouse, you and whoever get to go to the Hochberg suite. $2,000 donation. You can make that at Cure25 by texting Cure25 to 41444, 773-388-8270. How about this, Speaks?
Yo.
Got $20,000 laying around for a charitable donation. 81 games.
That's an amazing thing.
Two bleacher tickets to 81 games.
I mean, those are the hottest seats that continuously go, and you can forward those to your family and your friends. That's how that works, man.
That's right.
Imagine having two bleacher seats for every game, no matter how big it gets.
That's right. And
wow.
And then I'm not a big, like, you know, play catch guy, but I've been told these are a big deal from our friends over at Wilson. An A2000 glove. But a Savannah banana glove.
Dude.
They're like the hottest thing in baseball right now. Ruben $450. Bucks. I don't even understand. It should be $4,500.
Bananas. I love them.
Ruben would freak out. Yeah. Not that interested in sports, but the bananas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So call up right now, make a $450 donation, and you get the A2000 Savannah banana glove. We also have the black primary cream lining glove for $500, the A2000 from Wilson. So that's $500 for the cream. That's $450 for Savannah bananas. Pretty exciting stuff.
Look, just to get real for a second.
Here we go.
You and I were partners through the illness of your brother, and through your managing of your anticipatory grief, your grief once it happened, your awakening to the world of glioblastoma and the Malnati Cancer Institute, and the birth of your relationship with many of these entities that you have partnered with. And I've been touched and inspired by your passion to do good in the name of your dear brother. I know how much you loved him, and it's meaningful to see all the work that you continue to do, and meaningful to be a part of it today, man. So it's good to see you, and I'm really, really glad to be here and support as best I can.
Thank you very much, man. Yeah, he loved our show.
I know he did.
He would listen to our show often.
He had excellent taste. He was a very funny man.
Yeah, he would listen to our show and laugh and text us stuff, and he obviously came on a couple of times.
Yeah.
He orchestrated that roast for my 35th, which was very uncomfortable on a number of levels, but was a ton of fun. So he loved listening to you and Shane and Tanny and the whole thing.
He was a big part of it. He was a part of it. We loved knowing he was out there, and we loved knowing, you know, how important you were to him and how important the show was to him. It was a really, really nice association. So I'm thrilled to think of him as much as we will today.
Yes, I've been thinking about him a lot. And, you know, he knew Rhino, and he loved the platform of giving back. But what I love, too, about this, like, so right now we're on the Marquee Network also.
Hello.
So we're on Marquee and the Score. But I really do think that there's an opportunity here for this to just, like, keep growing and being bigger and get more companies together, more people together, more media organizations together. Like, this thing's going to keep growing exponentially. And so there's a White Sox component of what we're going to do right now. We have 5 Ozzie Guillen autograph baseballs. So the next 5 $200 donations by texting Cure25 to 41444, you get an Ozzie Guillen autograph baseball. How about this? We have a White Sox experience. 4 platinum tickets, parking, on-field photo, pregame, game mutually determined. But that's the platinum tickets, parking, on-field. You get to be on the field, $1,500. So if you're a White Sox fan.
Amazing.
And why is this part of our White Sox hour? Because we're going to be honoring Bobby Jenks here. And this is a totally surreal thing. But when I read about Bobby Jenks and his cancer diagnosis, and that he was in Portugal and not able to travel, and because of the realities of how much healthcare costs, he was in some financial trouble, and he was signing baseballs, and some of his ex-friends and teammates were raising money through, like, card show type things to kind of help him pay for his treatment. I was like, oh man, we gotta do something for Bobby Jenks. That's terrible. 2005 World Series hero. And it was tough to get in touch with him because he's in Portugal. And he had been managing the Windy City Thunderbolts. And I got in touch with someone over there, and they put me in touch with someone who then put me in touch with him.
Yeah, because we had Bobby on the Parkinson Spiegel show, and it was a memorable, crazy, fun interview.
It was amazing. But he was using WhatsApp now, and it was just different to communicate with him, and the time zone difference and the whole thing. So I took 8 or 9 weeks, legitimately. Finally get him on the phone. And we talk 2 days before he died. And he agreed to come on the radiothon, and he sounded great. And it was this very powerful, emotional, he teared up at one point. I asked him about something, and he said, you know, I'm sitting next to my 11-year-old son. He's like, don't want to talk about that right now. We could talk about it on the radio, but like not right now. You know, it was just an unbelievable conversation in the moment. We talked for 27 minutes, and he was going to connect me with Eleni, his widow now, because he's like, I didn't want to deal with any of the like the medicine, or like, he's like, I just wanted to like focus on being healthy and being present for his family. So he was like, I want you to talk to her so you can understand more of the like specifics of how everything's gone through. And I was like, sure, I'll talk to her whenever. Then I see the news that he passes, and it was gut-wrenching, but I felt like I needed to reach out to her. And so Toby Hall, who replaced him as the Thunderbolts manager.
Former teammate. And battery mate with the White Sox.
That's right. And very close friend of Bobby Jenks. He puts me in touch with Eleni through WhatsApp. And we start messaging back and forth. She's asking me about why I'm doing this thing. And I tell her about Brad and about grief. And like we're so, you know, not a ton of messages, but we message for a day back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Says I was the last person to speak to him on the phone.
Oy.
And I had promised him that we would raise $20,000 during the conversation that he was on, and that we would give it to him on behalf of Brain Up and the Cubs. And he was overcome with emotion. But then he passed. And I asked Eleni, I didn't want to be rude, but she said it would still help with end-of-life costs and everything. So we're going to do it. This hour, what we are raising money for here is actually to help Bobby Jenks' widow and his children deal with the cost associated with death, which is significant.
So this is, wow.
That's what we're doing right now, which is why we have a bunch of, you know, Ozzie Guillen was kind enough to give us some baseballs. We got the platinum tickets. Our anonymous group of Cubs fan brothers, by the way, who have been anonymous benefactors through this thing. How about this? You wanna go see White Sox Yankees? We got 3 pairs of them for the series coming up against the Yankees. I think we have the Thursday, Friday, and Sunday games for you. August 20th, $1,000 scout tickets, second row behind the Yankees on deck circle. So that's food, booze, second row, see the Yankees, go to the White Sox games. So
where this is if they go to cubsforacure.com?
Go. But you should call to be sure the tickets are still available. 773-388-8270. The Ozzie Guillen balls, you can go to cubsforacure.com and make your donation online. Text CURE25 to 41444. But yeah, we've got some pretty amazing White Sox items for you this hour. And Cubs Charities is thrilled to do this for Bobby Jenks, by the way. Because we're trying to bridge the gap here, because everybody's been impacted by cancer. So Cubs Charities will double your donation.
Man.
We will then be wiring the money to Bobby Jenks' widow. And so you can go to White Sox Yankees and honor Bobby Jenks.
What an opportunity for White Sox fans to give directly to the family of your beloved World Series hero.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, to have it go direct like that. So 773-388-8270. And Danny, like this ability to bring the two teams together, the fact that the White Sox have contributed and are part of this is wonderful. And I know that our colleague and my partner, Lawrence Holmes, was a part of that, of reaching out to the White Sox to make sure that they had a chance to give.
Yeah, they gave the through what Lawrence got was that platinum tickets with the on-field experience. We appreciate the White Sox for doing that and for Lawrence for tracking that down. Our anonymous Cubs benefactors gave us the scout tickets, and then we got the Aussie baseballs here at the score. But yes, thank you to Lawrence Holmes.
It's a beautiful thing that the teams are working together. And as you mentioned, here we are in Marquee comfortably talking about the White Sox and the Cubs working together, because this is much larger than, of course, a rivalry on the field, which has been juicy and has been fun. But that's amazing, and it's wonderful that we can be bringing things together like this. Text CURE25 to 41444 to get all the info back at you, and you can do it directly like that. Or, as Danny mentioned, call 773-388-8270 to speak with Cubs Fan Services about everything that's available, and you can specifically make sure to get anything that you're interested in that you just heard discussed.
Yeah, it was a surreal thing, you know, to see that news. And you know, the baseball world here has been hit in a big way with Rhino and Bobby Jenks. So doing this in his honor is a special thing.
There's a commonality there, which is that Bobby Jenks seems to have gotten or had gotten to a wonderful spot in his life.
Yeah, like, he seemed very at peace.
Oh man, like and you obviously spoke with him, but like even when we spoke to him as a manager in the Frontier League for the Thunderbolts, yeah, he was like, he was good at it. Like and he took to it. I remember Ozzie Guillen saying that he and Bobby Jenks played golf at one point, and they shared some ball players because some of Bobby's ball players played for Ozzie down in Venezuela, so in the Winter League. So they would take, you know, they would compare notes on ball players, and like the fact that Bobby got into a spot where he found something he loved to do and was doing it just really makes it all that much more of a tragedy that cancer took him, which is why we're raising money for this today.
That's exactly right, man. And, I mean, you're wearing your Cubs for a Cure shirt from last year. We got this one going on. We got the Rhino jersey. Like, did you hear Crane Kenny off the top?
I did.
With the letter that he wrote to the whole Cubs organization from Rhino and what they're going to be doing on Saturday?
Unbelievable. For anybody who doesn't know, Saturday they're going to be wearing the Royal Blues. Right? Is it the Royal Blues? Is that the color?
Yeah, it's a Cubby Blue.
The Cubby Blues.
I think
it's more
Royals.
Of a Cubby Blue.
Yeah, the Royals wear Royal Blue Speaks.
Track that for me. Robbie, can you check on that? If you could make a fact sheet of all the blues in the world.
I believe it's Cubby Blue.
How about the Blue Jays? They traded for Shane Bieber, right? Just checking.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it's trade deadline day, and you're keeping me from my Cubs trade deadline angst, which is probably good.
Yeah.
Because they'll probably do more between now and 5 o'clock, right? Right? Merkin, they're going to do more, aren't they?
I think so.
They're going to do more than Soroka and Kidridge, right?
I think so.
Everything's fine. Those guys will be really good depth pieces, good to have. Kidridge is a solid bullpen addition. I just want a little more.
You want more?
I do.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Yeah, I don't know. Jed's going to come on and explain all of it tonight.
There'll be more.
I want more
there'll
too.
More.
Everyone
there'll
wants. Of course, there will be more. Needs to be more.
We
Jed.
All suffer from the molecule of more. It is all within us. But that's okay. You have a. We have trade deadline sounders.
We have found it. Yes.
And donations.
Yes.
Anytime there's a trade that happens,
That's right. That's right.
It's the best work Chris Tannehill's ever done.
That's exactly right. So here we go. Thanks to Cubs Charities for doing the match. And our anonymous donor is putting up $25,000, $500 for every trade. So at 5 o'clock, the trades that have happened between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., the deadline, $500 per trade or $25,000 will go into the pot for Cubs for a Cure.
I'm intrigued by the anonymous donor.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. And I can't tell you because you'll tell someone.
No! How dare you? How dare you?
Tanny, we're back! We're back!
My loose lips haven't sunk in a simple ship in almost 10 days.
It has been so long.
What are you talking about?
It's been so long. We're back, baby. Uh-huh. Rick Sutcliffe going to join us soon. We're expecting Toby Hall at some point to talk about Bobby Jenks. It feels good to be back in afternoons and have our first, like, where's this person? What are we going to do? Should we just make fun of each other to fill the time?
I mean, I've taken one shot so far. Cheers, everybody.
Oh, come on. It feels good.
You'll get yours.
Yeah, get one back in.
You'll get yours.
And if you want to make, let's say, $83 donations, something like that, a little 83 Nation going on, we get a bunch of those going. I know the Twitch mob is wanting to put something something together for us to come back together.
Can I set it off? 45 for number 45, Bobby Jenks.
Love that. Hell yes. Love that. Let's go. Yeah. Let's get 45 $45 donations this hour for Bobby Jenks. That feels right. And the Cubs are matching it. We have the White Sox tickets. $1,000 for the pair to the scout seats. That's food and booze included. So close to Aaron Judge if he was healthy. You'd be able to touch him. The Ozzie Guillen baseballs for $200 each. The on-field experience with the four platinum tickets and parking to a game to be worked out between you and the White Sox for $1,500. 773-388-8270. Text CURE25 to 41444. CURE25 to 41444. Those Ozzie balls should fly off the shelf. $200 donation. Cubs match it, and you get an Ozzie Guillen baseball. One is gone so far. Four more to go. It's the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on Marquee and the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hey, everybody, this is Ed Lover from 104.3 Jams. And I stand up to cancer because prostate cancer killed my dad when I was 18 years old. And I've had many friends that have died for cancer too soon. And I think it's high time that we found a cure for this disease.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
We have passed $175,000. We need to hit our match for this hour, though. CubsForACure.com. Text CURE25 to 41444. Thanks to the Marquee Network for being with us for the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. It is absolutely incredible that we're able to do this in honor of Ryan Sandberg, in honor of Bobby Jenks, in honor of my brother Brad. Rick Sutcliffe will be joining us in a couple of minutes to talk about Rhino. I know for you, who would you say? I mean, your mom, right?
It's my mom. Pancreatic cancer took her in 1997. She was 6 months from diagnosis to death in 1997. And I know that the rate of cancer research in terms of pancreatic means that she might have had 5, 7 years, 10 years, or might have even beaten it based on current science. So it hits very, very close to home to try and raise money for this. I imagine more time with my mom. I imagine her meeting my son, which she never did. I might not have named him after her. So sure. I would have had to think of a different name, which would have been a small annoyance, perhaps.
Yeah, but worthwhile.
Worth it, I think. Danny, yeah, good call.
It would have been worth it.
Would have been worth it. So, yeah, no, I stand for Regina Reuben Spiegel, for anybody who didn't know. That's her maiden name and his first name. So, but I mean, it's meaningful to get to be a part of it, and to think about her has been a lovely opportunity, as it always is.
Well, our next guest is another returning guest. He was on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon last year, the Radiothon where Rhino announced that he was cancer free, and this one, of course, that we're doing in honor of Ryan Sandberg, his teammate and friend Rick Sutcliffe.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
If this validates anything, it's the guys who taught me the game. Coaches like Billy Williams, Chuck Cotier, John Vukovich, Jose Martinez, Billy Connors, and Ruben Amaro. Teammates like Larry Boa, who took me under his wing. Rick Sutcliffe, who was like an older brother.
Harry Carey back at Three Rivers Stadium. You're getting a good look at the Red Baron, Rick Sutcliffe.
Bob Dernier, the half of the Daily Double.
High fly ball, that'll be one to go. Bobby Dernier, away! Who's excited? George Sinatra has both hits. That's how close Sutcliffe has been to perfection. This guy's the only base runner. Listen to this crowd. Might as well join.
They did what they were supposed to do, and I did what I was supposed to do.
A two-hitter on a big, big game, and as I said a few minutes ago, Lou, the biggest game of his life.
No doubt about it. about it, Milo, and I'm oh so happy. You did a great job all year. We'll continue so. And to be part of this victory, it's really an honor.
Sutcliffe wins his 20th game of the year, his 16th as a Cub, and Bedlam has broken loose on the AstroTurf at Three Rivers.
It is our honor to welcome Rick Sutcliffe to the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on The Score and the Marquee Network. Sut, thank you so much for the time, sir, in honor of Ryan Sandberg. How are you?
I think I'm like everybody else. I just flew in this morning to do the show and to be a part of Marquee over the weekend. But I got to tell you, I don't know that I've ever. I mean, I'm excited to do your show, and congrats on every, particularly last year. I mean, over $1 million. But Chicago's just different right now to me. I need to get over to Wrigley. I need to get out there in front of Ryan's statue, and probably need to cry a little bit more.
Sut, it's wonderful to talk to you, and you're not alone in being overwhelmed by the emotions over the last few days. It's been intense, man. The level of love for Ryan and from him back to Cub fans and really all Chicago sports fans, it's been incredible just to feel a part of. I hope he was aware, and I think he was aware of the love affair that the fans had for him, wasn't he?
I don't think Rhino was when he played, but there's not a doubt in my mind that when he came back after he retired and he got remarried with Margaret, I mean, his focus was first of all on his family, because it was Justin and Lindsay. That was the reason he retired, was because he was going through a divorce. We all know how that can be. And he needed to be with his kids. And he shut down his career. And when all of a sudden he met Margaret and he got married, Margaret says, "Why aren't you still playing?" And he goes, "The kids." And she goes, "I can take care of our kids. You go back and do what you do." And it was at that point that I think all the ovations and, you know, he played the game. I'll tell you this. Only one other guy reminded me of Rhino. And we'd be riding the park or riding home, and I'd tell him, "Hey, you know, you're only a double away from this or a homer away from that." And he'd go, "Really?" And I'm telling you, on our friendship, the only thing that mattered to him were the Cubs' wins. He wanted the Cubs to win more than anything. And because, just like you said, it was because of his love and what the fans had given him. He wanted to try to give back, and he was doing an unbelievable, you know, season ticket holder. He was at Wrigley as many games as he could get up until, you know, all of a sudden this happened. I mean, he was loved. He was so shy to begin with, and then all of a sudden, he was just so happy, and, you know, he had so much to offer and so much to look forward to, and, you know, just left us far too young.
Far too young, and the Cubs are going to be honoring him on Saturday by wearing his favorite blue jerseys with no names on the back, because it was all about the team and the name on the front of the jersey. It'll be a beautiful tribute at Wrigley Field for the Cubs for a Cure game. We will raise over $1 million again for sure with this Radiothon and the fundraisers that they're doing at Wrigley Field. We're going to post a huge number, Sut, in Rhino's honor. People can donate right now by going to CubsForACure.com or texting CURE25 to 41444. Donations this hour are being matched by Cubs charities. So let's get some $23, $230. Anyone want to step up again and do $2,300 like we had right off the start of the show? That would be an amazing thing. Crane Kenny was on earlier, and he talked about his last visit with Rhino, Sut. Can you share with our audience what your last visit with him was like?
My last visit, other than just a phone call or text message, was a Zoom call. And I actually Zoomed Margaret just to see how she was doing. And they were outside. Lindsay was with them and Rhino was out there. And we just, I mean, it was like, he was Rhino. I don't know how he was able to be so positive. And I mean, he was funny and told fun stories. And we talked about the future and just all the things that were going to happen. Craig Counsell said it best, that, you know, with everything he was going through, and none of us knew that he was this close to dying. No, I had no clue. I mean, like you said, last year during the show, he talked about being cancer free, and he was. And then all of a sudden it came back. But Craig Counsell talked about how important the Cubs were to him that Rhino came back to help. And I'll tell you, more than anybody, I think it was Matt Shaw that he helped. Nico and Dansby wanted to see his gloves. And they don't care what kind of glove it was, but how did he break them in? You know, what did they look like at the end of the year? You know, he could talk about offense and defense. He could talk about stealing bases and run production, run prevention. He just brought so much to spring training when he walked in that door.
A complete ball player in every facet. The Boog Shambi told the story the other day, and then Craig Counsell confirmed it, that that when you and Rhino were together in the spring and you were both with Craig Counsell, Ryan Sandberg gave Craig a safe word just in case you talked too much. So in case you talked too much and Craig needed to get away from you, that Rhino had a safe word. So clearly Rhino could give it to you comfortably, and I'm sure you could give it back to him, right?
I gave it to him forever and ever. And then all of a sudden, he gets married, and Margaret tells him to loosen up. And you're right. I mean, we went toe-to-toe from that point on. And I got to clean up Boog's mess, okay?
Okay.
I got to tell the story exactly how it happened.
Please.
So Rhino comes in. I've been there for a couple of weeks, having a blast with all the coaches. I pick on everybody. I try to liven it up a little bit, along with working with the pitching. But Rhino walks in right in the middle of the meeting. And Craig introduces him, and he gets a standing ovation from all the coaches. And he goes, hey, Craig, I'm just here for one reason. I'm here to help you guys with Sut. He goes, when Sut gets you corner, and this is what he said. He goes, and he starts talking about how great he used to be. he goes, if you say the word Barracuda, I'll come help you. I'll come get him away from you. And if it's really bad and you say the word effing Barracuda, I'll come running. And guys, Danny, Matt, I'm telling you, the room roared, and it just opened everything up. So Craig asked me, he goes, do you have anything? And I'm like, you guys know this better than I mean, sometimes you just got to wear it. You got to let it go. So I don't say a word. So the next day when I come in there, the meeting's over with, and Craig looks to Rhino and goes, Rhino, you got anything? And Rhino goes, no, I'm still putting out fires. I'm still, you know, I'm helping guys out when it gets heavy. And I raised my hand. I said, Craig, I got something. He goes, what do you got, Seth? And I go, Craig, yesterday I heard you and Rhino talking. And Rhino started a conversation with back when he used to manage. I said, Craig, you need to run. You need to run as far as you can. And Rhino goes, I know, I was a terrible manager. I go, Craig, you don't understand. Ryan Sandberg's winning percentage as a manager, the only statistic I could find lower than that was, Craig, was your slugging percentage as a player.
Oh, man.
Guys, I'm just telling you, and you know what? Thanks for bringing that up. I just haven't had a whole lot of energy lately, and, you know, that's what, you know, a day with Rhino was like. I mean, it was toe-to-toe, And all out of love, you know, just all out of make people relax and you know, help people get better if we could.
Well, I think it's beautiful, Sut, right? He told you he loved you, and you said that that's not something that you guys would really talk about.
We did. And I'll tell you another thing. We started praying together. I don't know that, you know, I rode to the ballpark with him for 7 years, and I don't know. I know. I would have remembered if we ever prayed together. We started praying about it, and we just started praying for everybody. And you know, just the thing that was so important to Rhino was his grandkids and being there for them and taking them to the game. And you know, there's a video out right now where, you know, his grandkids started to realize that, you know, he actually played. And him and I shared the same kind of story. Ryder was like 4 years old, 5 years old. And he's sitting on the couch with my wife, Robin. Ryder's my 12-year-old grandson now. And his favorite team back then was the Orioles. He liked the color orange. And they're watching the Orioles play. And then all of a sudden it came up. I pitched the first game at Camden Yard. I threw a shutout, whatever. And all of a sudden, Ryder just stopped. And he goes, wait, And he calls her G Rob. Her name's Robin. He goes, G Rob, you mean Gramps used to play the real game? I mean, it was just a great moment. And that's what Rhino was going through with his grandkids. And I mean, he had so much. I feel bad for us because, I mean, at 65, I mean, I was told when I got diagnosed with cancer, that if I did this, this, and this, that there's no reason I'm not doing everything I was doing then, golf, running, you know, whatever, swimming, at 85. And I just, you know, when Rhino said that he was free with it, I'm just, you know, here we go, buddy. We got 20 more years in front of us, and then it just went away.
Yeah, we got robbed, Sut. We got robbed. The Cubs got robbed. Baseball got robbed. Chicago, and obviously Rhino above all, but he had gotten to a very good, happy spot in his life, and this should be his prime of receiving love and just being a wonderful ambassador. That's what the next 20 years should have been. So, right? I mean, it would have been beautiful, and maybe that's part of what we can do is raise money and do research so the next person who gets caught with this can last the way that he should have lasted even longer.
It could not be said better than you just put it. And I'll tell you what, I tell you why I'm so happy to be a part of this, and you guys can count on my 2,300 coming in again as we did last year. It wasn't 2,300 last year; it was just a donation. But we have a number now that we all know about. We know where the number was last year. But I'll tell you what got me, guys. I had to go through chemo and radiation, and I had to wear an ileostomy bag for 6 months. I actually threw out the first pitch at one of the playoff games. I think it was back in 08, with my ileostomy bag on. I was told to stay positive. I was told to set goals. But the thing that always got me, that just crushes me, and it's what you guys, Danny, you've been through this. You know all about it with your brother. And I just, when I would go take my chemo, and I'd have to do it every Friday, and I'd sit in there, and there'd be probably 50 people in there, and probably half of it was kids.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah.
6, 7, 10-year-old kids. And then the next week, not all of them, but the next week you come back and they weren't there. And I'm telling you, I'm crying as we speak. Like it's not right. And that's why what you guys are doing, and I mean, it's a tremendous effort to do what you're doing. I applaud you. I can't thank you enough. That's what it's all about. It's you know, St. Jude's and what's going on with all of that. I've been to St. Jude's 50 times. We got to cure this thing. We can't let these kids, you know, they can't. You know, you just can't do it. I can't even talk.
No, Sut, you've been amazing. Thank you very much. Thank you for the stories, the laughs, the rawness. The donation is incredibly appreciated. And you'll be happy to know, while you were on the phone, we just crossed $200,000.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Chicago. Thank you, Cub fans. Oh, my goodness. They just continue to amaze us. And, yeah, you know, I got to close with one story that Rhino and I talked about all the time. We clinch in Pittsburgh in 84. I strike out the last guy. We celebrate on the field. We go in the clubhouse. We're having champagne. It's a Monday night in Pittsburgh, and it's like 10 o'clock. Like, there's nothing to do. And Harry Carey came up to Rhino and I after he interviewed us, and he goes, hey, can you get the team out in the field? And I'm like, Harry, yeah, sure, whatever. And we walk out on the field at Three Rivers, and Arnie Harris, the great producer for WGN, had piped in what was going on at Wrigley Field. And they said there were a couple hundred thousand people that, you know, the Cubs hadn't been in the playoffs in a long time. And everybody, even as late as it was, they had to come out and hug each other and celebrate. And, you know, I wished I had one more chance to hug Rhino. I'll leave it at that.
Sut, you're the man. Thank you.
Guys, thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon. That's Rick Sutcliffe with us. Passing 200,000 is amazing. Some of the people who are coming together for some donations, some really inspiring stories, and ones that we'll get to here on the other side in honor of Rhino. Some great donation incentives as well. And Toby Hall will be able to join us coming up in a bit on Bobby Jenks.
Excellent. There's some trades around baseball, none involving the Cubs or the White Sox. I can update those when we come back as well.
All right. Matt Spiegel is the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
I'm Annalisa, midday host at 93 XRT. My phenomenal mama Barbara and radio brother Lynn were taken by cancer. I stand up for them.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Okay, so here's where we're at. Over 200 grand. I had two very cool stories of donations. Because what I always say is, if you're a company and you want to get involved and you can make donations with a comma, or you're a high net worth individual, it's absolutely amazing. It's appreciated. 100% goes to cancer research. And we need people like you to keep scaling this thing up. But this is also a grassroots thing. So if you want to make a lemonade stand and donate your lemonade dollars here and do it. I remember last year, something that was really touching, when Rhino made his announcement, an Uber driver said they were going to make more deliveries that night. Hmm. And they donated $23 in honor of Rhino. So it's the small things and the big things. So I got two for you.
Okay.
You know our friends in the 108?
I do. I saw this.
White Sox fans.
Come on, man. From the 108. Good dudes.
From the 108, the White Sox fans pulled it together, sold a bunch of shirts, and they sold $2,300 and made a $2,300 donation in honor of Ryan Sandberg to this. So White Sox fans buying White Sox shirts to honor Ryan Sandberg, and our anonymous benefactor and his brothers, yeah, the Cubs guy who wants to, his whole thing is unity, that baseball brings people together, that Wrigley Field brings people together, and he loved this radiothon for it. He is going to now make a $4,500 donation on top of it to buy those shirts for the 108 so that they can take a whole big group picture with it, because he loves the idea of Sox fans supporting Cubs fans and Cubs fans supporting each other.
Oh my God.
Beautiful thing, man. So thank you to the 108. And then how about this, Speaks? This one gets me in the feels too. Our Twitch mob, since they heard this was coming back, Mario in Hyde Park and MX Hawk put this together. They made a nearly $2,200 donation. So all the old Parkinson Spiegel Twitches.
How about the Spiegel and Parkins people? Did they get involved?
Did we have Twitch then?
It's a good question.
So I don't think so. So I didn't mean to be particular to Parkinson Spiegel, but that was when the Twitch mob was really born.
I don't think we had ATMs then, if memory serves. But how didn't have cell phones.
How about that, man? That's awesome. They organized it amongst themselves, and they came together, and they made a donation over $2,000 as well. So pooling it together, working together, raising money for a good cause, that's really, really incredible. So thank you, Twitch. Thank you, mob.
That's amazing. There's been a whole bunch of baseball trades, none of them involving the Cubs, none of them involving the White Sox, including the Mets getting a center fielder, Cedric Mullins from the Orioles, in exchange for three prospects you haven't heard of and three not great prospects, it seems. But the headline there is that the White Sox so far are holding on to Luis Robert. And to do what? I don't know. Maybe pick up the option and see if there's more trade value in the offseason and or next year. It's very odd. But it's really just an excuse for Tanny to play his magical sounder about trades. This is the finest work Chris Tannehill has ever done. And down the stretch they come. That's what it felt like.
$1,000 donation. By the way, these are seats that George Hoffman has sat in. These are the George Hoffman seats. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Will he be there?
No.
Underneath?
Scout seats, food, booze, second row, Yanks on deck circle, $1,000 donation. You can go see White Sox and Yankees. Toby Hall on Bobby Jenks. We will have him make the donation to Eleni Jenks, his widow, on our behalf, because we hit our goal for this hour. So $20,000 is going to Bobby Jenks' widow because of all of you participating here. We've got a lot more to come. We have some incredible donation incentives. The season tickets are still available, or the 81 games in the bleachers next year, I should say. 81 games, a pair of tickets, bleachers, 20 grand. Get four of your buddies, put $5,000 together, make a tax-deductible donation, and split 81 games in the bleachers next year. 773-388-8270. The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon rolls on after this.